Hi, welcome to Insights with Melanie Thomas and Ellen Doreen. It's that time again on Tuesday afternoon when we ask you to join us for some lively discussion. We have some opportunity for you to call in and have a question or two answered by Ellen or I. We're both professional, I guess that's a good way to say it, don't you think? Professional psychics.
Yes.
So, Ellen Doreen and I will be on the air for the next hour discussing what's it like to be psychic or intuitive and answering your questions around those gut feelings, those things that you know that you know, the different ways that intuition can guide you, and intuition versus logic. When do you know that it's intuition and when do you know that it's logic? Ellen, how do you do that?
Wow.
Caught you off guard, did I?
I'm getting a feedback.
Oh.
I'm hearing you repeat, so.
Well, that's weird.
Okay.
Well, folks, we're going to get the kinks worked out on this sooner or later. It's inevitable. I'm not too sure what to how to handle that. And is working.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I can barely hear. Oh,
Okay,
okay.
that'd be good. All right. Good.
Hey, folks, this is Melanie at Insights Tuesday afternoons on BBS Radio. We're so happy to be here. Again, we're having a little problems. You know how that goes, getting things started. You get something new off the ground and it's just not flowing as smoothly or as easily as you were hoping it was. But it
No.
eventually, yes, here she is.
Okay, I'm back, and he fixed it.
Perfect. We have a great producer, great engineer, Doug Newsom. And Doug and Don, BBS Radio, great folks. So we're back live now and able to move forward with the program today, which is, are you intuitive? How do you know? How do you know? How do you use it? I mean, everybody's intuitive, but how do you use it? So we're going to be chatting back and forth and accepting calls. You can call in, ask any question you like around intuition at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So, Ellen, how do you, as you can ask this question to me too, we could kick it around. How do you differentiate your intuition from your logic? I mean, how do you know that it's an intuitive thing, a psychic hit, or a message in that way, or your logic?
Good thing the camera's not on because I'm rolling on the floor laughing. Logic, she says. Okay. Well, all right. I'm not sure that there's a big difference for me because my point of reference is I'm always intuitive. And I think the thing that catches me off guard so much is that people know that I'm intuitive, they rely on the fact that I'm intuitive, and then are surprised when I know what I know. And it gets to be a little crazy. So I just and it was you, of course, who taught me to rely on the truth of spirit. And once you do that, I don't know that there's any turning back. And the logic part of it is, I think the best way I want to explain that is in Indiana Jones. In the when he's trying to save his father, I can't remember which show it was, and he has to walk across the abyss to get the chalice. His logic is saying you cannot step out. You cannot step out. You're going to fall straight into the abyss. And his heart says, but if I don't do it, my father will die. And he puts his foot out in faith. And when he puts his foot out, the path is there for him to walk across the abyss. And it was always there. He just couldn't see it. And I think I want to go that way and say spirit is always there. Intuition is always there. And logic really plays very little part in it. You just have to believe and step out in faith and go, this is what I know, so this is what I'm following. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Intuition is, this is what I know. I mean, that's the thing. That's one of the basic hallmarks of intuition operating, is that you know that you know, but you don't know how you know.
That's it.
And so consequence, I like your example of Indiana Jones, the idea that you just have to trust it. And that's one of the hardest things of all for human beings to do, is to trust it.
Because we've been taught so long to believe that logic is the only thing that there is. Science is the only thing that there is. So, and it is, I don't want to be flippant about your comment, because obviously I live in the real world. And so logic plays some huge part on how I go forward. But I think that I've always just trusted the gut, the goosebumps, the knowing, the sinking feeling, and you just go forward that way.
I like to say that someone who's has a well-developed intuition and a good intellect, a good ability to reason, to employ the logical mind, has the best of both worlds going on, because we get to get the intuitive information and then have the logical analysis, or if you will, a logical application or implementation of the information. I think that's where the logical mind comes in, is when the logical mind can say, okay, here's this piece of intuitive information, psychic information. Now, how do I use it?
Mm.
How do I use it? You know, a good example is, what is a good example? Gee, as busy as I've been the last couple of weeks, I ought to have a good example right at the tip of my tongue. Let's say, for example, this has happened. I think it's also really, it happens to everybody. You're going to the grocery store and you have, you know, you get this intuitive prompt to go, wow, you know, I need to pick up milk. I mean, you don't know why, because it's not on your list. It isn't what you went into the grocery store for. So you trust that impulse. So then the action, the behavior, so the logical mind goes over, and or perhaps it's a combination of both, like you said, like Indiana Jones walking across that path. I love that image. It's not a greatest example. I'll think of another one in a few minutes, I'm sure, and it'll just pop right up.
Well, we could even use what, if you don't mind, what Mark and I just did, my husband and I just did recently, in leaving the service we were doing on the road to come home. Knowing that there was really logically nothing here for us as far as work, except my intuitive work. And that's a business that needs to be rebuilt. And we did anyway. Spirit said, you can go home. It's time to go home. You're done here. And we did. We came home. And the logical mind is going, oh my God, now what? You know, this is not the right way to go. But the intuitive heart was saying, this is absolutely what we've been told to do, and we're going to follow that. And since we've been home, it's been a very easy flow, and all the doors are opening and all the right places, and things are moving forward, and we're paying all our bills and everything's fine. And that's, the logical mind gave you one set of instructions, and the intuitive mind gave you the other set of instructions. And the trust is that even though the logical mind makes sense, the intuitive mind is saying it doesn't matter what the logical mind says, you have to move forward. Now, it's better if you can integrate that. I have to agree. When the logical mind and the intuitive mind work together, it is a much easier way to go. But it's that trusting. And that is the dissection of the two. It's the dichotomy of the life we live, is to have to separate the two out.
Right.
So it did,
or reach a point where they flow together. I mean, I think it's both, don't you?
Well, it would really be nice, yes. And it does. See, that's the thing. That's the thing is that when you follow, and I'm going to stay in the etherical realm because it's where I have always been and what works for me. And so I would say, I would go, my etherical realm, my knowing has been much more productive for me than the logical world. And that's what makes this so interesting between you and I, because your logical world is what gets you into the etherical world. And so we're coming from, I mean, we're doing that wonderful circle dance. It's all the same thing, you know, and it is the two halves have to flow together or you're not a whole person. I mean, that's really the truth of it. And I think that learning to use the intuit for those who are in science and logic and the earth or the grounding, to be able to be free to go into the ethers and get that information and use it together is so important. And for people like me who are in the ethers, being grounded is an absolute necessity. So it is that balance. It is truthfully the balance that makes us whole and move forward.
For those of you listening out there, Ellen touched on a couple things that are very interesting between us. I am very intellectually oriented and have this logical take on things, and I want things to make sense. I mean, that's for me, things have to make sense. And I think that's true for most people in Western culture in particular. Scientific empiricism comes to play, so things have to make sense. And then we step into the realm of intuition where, you know, it's information that doesn't connect and doesn't make sense. I know often when I'm doing readings, you know, I'll get a piece of information and there's a little voice inside my head that'll go, "What? You're kidding." I'm supposed to, what? And of course, the responsibility to the gift is that it's your job to pass on the information as clearly and accurately as possible. It always makes sense to the person I'm reading for. It just doesn't make sense to me. So setting exactly. Logical mind aside when I'm doing that is hard. Ellen, on the other hand, I live in my intellect. She lives in her intuition. She lives, as she said, in the etheric. So it's, I think, easier for her in some ways to grasp that. Hence the challenge, I think, that you just had separating intuition from logic, because that's just not, you know, that's not how you're oriented. I have to stretch the other way. So between right. The two of us, we're like, you know, we're like both sides of a beautiful gold coin.
Oh, what a nice analogy. Yes.
Yeah. And we come at it from two different directions, heads or tails or heads, depending on how you want to look at it. But it works. Ellen is, Ellen and I have known each other for many years. She is back home. She and her husband are back home after extended traveling. And have settled in, and I'm sure you're not going in again, right?
Absolutely not. Nope. We're staying. And
very, very successful intuitive practice illuminations before they went traveling. And now that she's back home, she's getting back into that saddle. And boy, really, really glad. I know your clients are glad about it. Very, very happy. I know we're happy about it. I'm very excited that the community is back on board. They're really happy to see you back. So we've she and I have just sort of joined up together here on BBS Radio, and we're going to be chatting about a variety of topics over every other week's time. Today is Are You Intuitive? And we also want to invite you to call in, and perhaps you have a question that you could take advantage of. I know I charge for my services. I know she charges for hers. So here's an opportunity for you out there to have a question answered on BBS, and it's there's no fees involved. Call in number should you choose to do that, or ask any question about these gifts that we have. The call in number, toll free, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. 6008. I'm so happy you're back home. This is so exciting.
It is. It is a gift. It is truly a gift. And as you said, the community here has opened their hearts to me as and welcomed me home. It was really astonishing, the reception I've gotten. People going, "Oh my heavens, we've waited so long for you. We're so excited." I do have to say this. You said we've been friends for a long time. Do you know how long that is?
You know, as logical and intellectual as I am, I have issues with time.
Yeah, well, I do
know,
too.
I really don't. I know it's at least, I'm going to say 20 years plus, but I don't know exactly.
It's almost 30.
Wow.
We met when my daughter was 4 or 5, and she'll be 35 this year.
It is a long friendships. Isn't it beautiful?
It's wonderful. And I have to take the 2 seconds for this and say about Mel. Mel was my teacher, my mentor, my guide. She is my sister, my friend. And it is so wonderful to be connected this hour every other Tuesday to share. Because of all the times we've been together, we have never sat down and talked about our gift with each other. We have never talked seriously about our work and try to explain it to other people. And so this is just such a wonderful gift and advantage to be able to share who we are and what we are and how we do it with the folks who want to listen. So thank you for inviting me. It's fun.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling in last 2 weeks ago. That was that was like perfect. It was getting a little, thank you.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi. Welcome to Insights with Melanie and Ellen. You have a question for one of us or both of us?
I do. I am kind of doing that little thing that she just said about the person from Indiana Jones stepping out, and yet I have no idea what the next step is going to be there or not. I'm currently looking for work, and I have exactly 3 weeks before all of my money runs out. And I'm just wondering if either one of you can tap into what miracle is about to happen, because I need one.
Ellen, Indiana Jones says to me that this would be a good place in those ethers to go.
Okay. Michelle, first of all, you're not going to run out of money in 3 weeks. There is an unexpected, I want to say, gift coming to you. It's not really a gift. This feels to me as though money you have worked for that you haven't gotten yet. It could be an insurance policy. It could be something that's been put away. A friend owes you money, something like that. This is not just falling out of the sky and saying, "Ha ha, here I am." It won't be enough to set the world on fire, but it will certainly float you through. It could be a tax return. It could be something that you're not expecting. That will float you through for a while. Job stuff. I think that you're about 2.5 weeks away from landing something. Now, this is not going to be your life's work. This is not going to be your life's desire, but it will certainly keep you going and put you together. Feels like working, I want to say it feels like working in some combination of, I want to go bookkeeping, banking, something like that, something kind of out of your realm, but working with people, which is all right with you. So hang in there. It's not as bleak as it looks. I really think that as we shift into the midsummer, into the beginning of fall, as bad as this year has felt, things are going to start feeling a little bit better. Does that help you?
Yes, it does, actually. I'm really kind of just, I know that everything happens for a reason, but I actually feel like I'm being pushed out of my career that I've had for 15 years into a place where I don't even know where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What did you do, Michelle, for 15 years?
I've been an actress.
Oh,
I've actually
beautiful.
Been a working actress. I've been making money, which I guess is a blessing, but now it's just completely like everything from that area of my life is just shutting down. Doors are just closing. And no matter how hard I try and push them open, it's like the universe is saying, nope, you're supposed to go in a different direction. So I'm at the point where I'm just like, all right, I'll go.
Yeah.
Right.
Michelle, I really think that that's a truth. That you are being, you're being guided. Spirit, if you want to stay in the field that you're doing, Spirit will allow you to do so and will work with you. But I always say to people, and Mel would be the first one to agree with me, when it's hard, it's wrong. When it's easy, it's right.
Yeah.
And so if your intuition is really telling you to look outside the box, that would be where you'd want to go and see if it gets easier to that end. Get a hold of your chamber of commerce. I mean, this, you don't need to be a psychic to know these things. Go to those places. But I would spend, seriously, a whole day sitting down with Spirit, getting very comfortable, take out a pen and a piece of paper, write down what your monetary needs or wants are, and then write down what you would feel absolutely wonderful doing, and letting Spirit work through you to get some answers down. Because until you get focused on exactly what you want to do, it's very hard to have Spirit help you find those doorways. But I kind of concur that it's time. I actually kind of feel that you might even be moving locations in the next 6 months. And that will facilitate some new energy too. So people don't always like to hear that, but there you have it.
Well, I'm open, but yeah, I have sat down and I've done that whole thing and I know what I want, but when it comes down to like the last 3 months of your money, you
right.
kind of just let go of all of whatever it is you want and just go after what you need.
I
think, Michelle, that's well put. One of the things that happens is that, Spirit often takes us to the wall. And one thing I'm picking up about you that's really strong is that you do have good intuition and you do understand these processes. Like you said, you'd already made your list. You're already recognizing that you can't push the river. But the realities are for all of us is that we have to live in a material world and support ourselves and find our ways through it. And I think fear has kind of taken over, where I know that you are dominantly faith-based. So part of the process for you now is jumping back into your faith and, like Ellen said, really taking that time to create that sacred space and sit in it. Ask the divine, you know, show me where to go next.
Yeah. Okay.
Pardon?
I said then I will attempt to continue to do that then, because you're right. I should at least try and set aside at least a more amount of time just asking God, what's my next step?
It's hard to do when you feel like that your time is running out. It's like the hourglass, the sand in the hourglass, and it's almost gone. But that's what builds and grows our faith. When, you know, there's so many metaphors in our language, in our culture, it's darkest before the dawn is one that comes to me at the moment. And then we come out the other side.
Yeah. And I know I'm going to make it.
I'm quite sure you're going to make it, and so is Ellen. We're both quite sure you're going to make it.
Well, main thing is you got some little nest egg coming, so prepare for that. That, and like I said, it's money that's owed you or you've worked for, so it will show up. Could be, you know, when you say you're doing acting, maybe it's something that somebody owes you from back a couple of whatever it was ago. So watch for that. The other thing is, when you get up in the morning, take a deep breath and go, there's gold dust in the air for me. There's gold dust in the air for me. And start creating that positive flow of the blessings from the universe that will come in and lift you up too. So don't forget your affirmations, because you are what you think.
Definitely.
Good.
Well,
all right.
You.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
and I'll keep you posted.
Oh, thank please, you. Please do. Please call us please back. Do. Yes. Yeah. Thank okay. you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. That's what we do, folks out there. That's what Ellen does. That's what I do. Thank you, Michelle, so much for your call. We really appreciate, you know, we're in the business of it. What did you say earlier, Ellen, about the service that you and Mark were doing on the road? Well, you know what? This is a service business that we do.
Right. It's true. You know, and it's actually, I have to laugh because Chris, my son, said to me when we were coming home, he says, this is what you're called to do. So just get over yourself and get back there and start doing what you're supposed to do.
I love him. He's just like to the point, you know?
Yes, he cut right through it.
He's always been to the point.
Yeah.
This is BBS Radio. You're listening to Insights with Melanie and Ellen. We are both professional intuitives, and we welcome your calls. We're talking about are you psychic? Are you intuitive? What's the difference? What does your gut tell you? How can intuition help you? There was a good example with being on the call with Michelle, our caller today, who had a very, very this is not a unique situation in our country right now, where I know I'm finding in my practice that there is a lot of women, single women, widowed women, divorced women, who are really, really having a tough time right now. So, and the guidance is there to help you to re-energize. If you have a question, if you want to know, if you want to take advantage, and we would love you to, of our services, you can call us at 888. Toll free, by the way, 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. So, my dear friend, thank you so much for reminding me about the longevity of our relationship. I know I think I have a great grandchild that turned 8, 9, could be 9. How much money did I give him? Oh my gosh, turned 11. Because he told me once that I didn't give very good gifts and he would prefer money.
Huh?
And his mother was going to, you know, she wanted to have a talk with him because she didn't think that it was a polite thing to say. But I told her, I said, you know, he has a point. He has a right to his opinion. And so the deal that we made is he gets $1 for every year. So he was 11. He turned 11. He got $11. I think by the time he's 15, he's going to figure out that he's not doing so good.
Yeah. The other side's better. Yeah.
But that is part of how long we've been together.
Yeah.
What are some of the ways you use your intuition in your everyday life? And that's a hard question, especially for someone who lives in the ethers the way you do, because a lot of it, I think even for me, a lot of it is automatic.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And I'm laughing when you say that, because I don't go to the grocery store and don't ask spirit what's the best vegetable to buy, what should I be eating, what would taste the best, what color should I dye my hair this week. You know, who, because Mark has absolutely, my husband has absolutely come to rely on me to do it. He'll say, well, why don't you scan it out, which is our use of saying, ask spirit. Thank you.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
And your name is?
My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What can we?
I have a question about you know, how to know whether I should trust my intuition. I recently had a diagnosis for gallstone.
Uh-huh.
And something keeps telling me that I should look further into that, that it wasn't right. I had a CAT scan and I had a sonogram. And my doctor said to just leave it, don't do anything about it, you know, because there was nothing he can do. And I was just wondering if if the diagnosis is right. You know, I kind of keep thinking about it, so I'm wondering if my intuition is correct or not.
Wow, Debbie, it's a really, really great, great question. Great question. And when we have an emotional charge, when we're close to a situation like a health situation or emotional situation, sometimes it's very, very hard to trust our intuition. The immediate response that I got when you started talking was that your intuition is correct. And if I understood you correctly, your doctor said just to sit back and watch the situation. There's nothing to do right now. But I agree with you. I feel that that is not and people, boy, this is like just such a great example of learning to trust that. And so part of the proof of the pudding is you trust it. You allow the information to unfold as it will. You may find, and I think you probably will, that the situation is going to remedy itself without any significant intervention. One of the other things that I really, really, really want to emphasize powerfully right now is that that, you know, intuition works really great, and we trust it. And I think Debbie's in a situation where trusting it in this situation is good. But it is never, ever, ever any substitute for good medical care or consultation. From the standpoint that if it still is your intuition is you're not sure, for example, then the next place to go, if you would choose to do that, would be a second opinion. But my intuition is backing up your intuition in this situation. Ellen, what's up for you?
It feels to me like, Debbie, it feels to me as though you've done some weight loss recently, a considerable or quick weight loss. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe about 15 pounds.
Okay, and it was relatively rapid.
Yeah, because my diabetes wasn't in control.
Okay. So here's what I want to say. I think that you are correct. As well, I think that a second opinion is always a good way to go. I think your doctor is correct, and here's what I want to say. It feels to me as though the weight went through the system so quickly, it inflamed the gallbladder, because that's what it does. It digests the fat. So I think that it was used so quickly, it inflamed the gallbladder. And I think that it will, and again, I am not medical, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not diagnosing you. I'm just saying this, as Mel said, the second opinion is always really good. But that's what it feels like to me. It was just like it was overworked for a while, and it'll calm down again, and your intuition is correct. Certainly good to either have it checked again or go back for a checkup or whatever that is. But I think that you're on the upside of it. And good for you for your weight loss. That's absolutely fabulous. But I think that was the trigger, and now you're through the worst of it. So you should be, you know, good.
Do you think I should see an intuitive healer instead?
I would never recommend an intuitive healer instead.
Thank you.
I would certainly, if, you know, we need to go in the direction of what we believe. If you are looking at, like Carolyn Miss, if you're looking at medical intuitive to help further get some further information, that's a great idea. Find someone who's reputable. Choosing some alternative modalities like acupuncture or perhaps even Reiki, which is like an energy work. However, they are adjuncts. They're partners with the care that you already receive. It's never instead.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not causing me a problem now. I don't have any pain or anything.
Yeah,
but,
no, I think.
You know, just keep.
I think it's because, as Ellen said, she hit you spot on. And I think that the crisis has passed because you metabolize a lot of fat through the gallbladder very quickly. And I also heard you say in there that you also have diabetes and that it was out of control. So those factors could have combined to create it. As long as you stay on the other side and you're healing, then you know, you're good to go. Ellen, do you have anything? I think you had something to add there.
No, I was just concurring. I would restate that with any kind of medical condition, you know, stay in touch with your doctor. But I think that also as you said, the logical mind with the intuitive mind, when we work them together, allopathic medicine and the holistic medicines work very well together. And in your search, you might find a regular allopathic doctor who would work with a Chinese herb doctor or some of your alternative medicines, so that you get a holistic approach, that the body, soul, mind, spirit of you is satisfied. Because the reason you're poking at this, the reason that you keep bringing it back, is because whatever that doctor did, he didn't satisfy one of those aspects. He might have fixed the physical side, but he certainly didn't take care of the psychological or the spirit side. So if you can find a way of blending those two, find doctors that will work together to give you a holistic approach, you'll be much happier with how you feel about yourself and your condition.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. I'm a first-time listener, so just
welcome,
want to let
welcome.
You know I really love the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Subscribe to the archive, so I'll be listening to some of the older shows too.
This is only our second show. We just is brand new. So we really appreciate that you will be checking into the archives. But this is only our second show, so you have the opportunity to, if you have the time available, to get in on the fresh show every day or every other Tuesday.
Yeah,
I should
every
say
every Tuesday. Yeah.
Glad to have you as a listener very much. Thank you, Debbie. This is great feedback for us. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Wow, Ellen, you got that one right on the money.
Well, every now and then.
Isn't that amazing?
It is fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's that gift. And as you said, the truth of the gift, you know, to no matter how it sounds to you coming through, that you speak what you hear and help the people that way. And it was really fun. I love what I do, and I consider myself so blessed to be given this gift and to be able to use it to help people find their past, you know, their peace, their comfort, whatever it is, to move forward. It's so important. So yeah, this is very fun.
You're listening to BBS Radio. We're streaming. This is Insights with Melanie and Ellen. And we're really, really glad to have you here. This is our second show. We're debuting. First show got off to a little touchy start. Maybe today did too. Like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, we're working out the kinks, but we're starting to coast now. And really enjoying ourselves, getting comfortable. Hope you out there are enjoying the show and getting comfortable too. We want to really thank our callers and the feedback. If you have a question like Debbie or Michelle did, you please feel free to call in toll free 888-627-6008. And you have two experienced, successful. I make my living doing this. This is how for the last 15 years or so I support myself. And I work by word of mouth. I don't advertise. And the spirit guides and directs and leads in that way. And I, like you, Ellen, are just incredibly blessed and grateful. And for having this work. If someone would have told me, and I think I've shared this with you, I was headed in a different direction, man. I wanted my PhD. I'm not going to go down. Somebody told me I was going to be a reader, especially in a crystal store, which I also do, I would have told them they had two heads and thank you very much, but I'm not going there. And as often happens, you know, life, the universe can make us humble real quick. And if you're interested in more, you can go to my website and check out the biography. But well, actually, I think it's on my profile here on BBS. But the rest is, as they say, history. And now I like you. I love it. It is so wonderful to be able to help people. And it's not always easy. I mean, sometimes there's situations I would rather not deal with, but that's part of the job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's very, I don't have my webpage yet, but it's coming. But yes, I think most readers go kicking and screaming down this path.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure that anybody wakes up and goes, oh, you know, although, as I said last week, just real quick, was I didn't really understand that I was different or different. I didn't really get that I saw the world from a different angle for a long time. And then finally, when I did, it took me a long time to say, okay, not everybody thinks the same way or sees the world the same way. And then I still had to move forward. And as you said, start trusting that what I saw was correct, what I understood was correct, and that it was actually an advantage. And then to actually step out in faith and say, okay, this is the way spirit is leading me. So this is the way I go. And just step as that metaphor is, just step out in faith and go down the path.
You know, You were making me think about, of course, you know, I have this overwhelming pragmatic approach, and I did a little hour or so lecture last year. Can't remember the exact title of it, but I sure had fun with it because I went through the basic modalities, tarot and psychic work and astrology and numerology and all that sort of thing, the predictive sciences, and ended with the stock market and meteorology, weather forecasting. It's called forecasting, folks. Now, it's true that they use a lot of information to create their models, especially with the computer now with meteorology and weather work, but it's still forecasting. We all know that the weather is not weather prediction is not a perfect science. Ellen is on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, and you know, it's sunny California, and we had a little bit of drizzly rain this morning, very unseasonable. But here it is. So too the stock market. So there's this body of information that they tap into to make their predictions. And when you're working with the intuitive realm, the psychic realm, especially if you are, you know, touching into the Akashic records, or as Jung said, the great collective unconscious, or as my friend Ellen does in the ethers, you're tapping into that information too and then bringing it forward. Now, the future's fluid. It's not set in stone. So if you ever come up against or come in contact with someone who's guaranteeing their predictions, boy, I'd hide my wallet and run the other way as fast as I could. But
Absolutely.
But the realities are there are many, many predictive forces, predictive sciences. Meteorology is a science now in our culture that we don't see that way.
Right. Okay, so I have a question here, Mel. What do you say to people when they say, okay, so if you're so good at predicting, why haven't you got the lotto numbers and retire?
Oh, I love that one.
I do too.
I totally love that one. I love that. I think everybody who works in this field hears that. If you're all that in a bag of chips, because it doesn't work that way. Because the bottom line is the intuitive processes don't work that way. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think it's, and I can't really tell you exactly why, but I know that if it did, Ellen and I would own our own islands within, you know, boating distance of each other. We could have collaborated. We would have broke all the big banks around the, you know, I'd go to Monaco and clean them out, and then I'd go do whatever I wanted. It just doesn't work like that. One of the reasons I think why it doesn't work, because the information is in the positive realm. If we look at energy, it's positive or negative in its application, not in its existence. Electricity. I mean, it's in on a pole in the wall. You can turn the light switch on and off. You can use nuclear energy for good things. You can use nuclear energy for bad things. And I think when you try and use those kinds of energies for self-aggrandizement or to control them to promote, if to break the bank at Monte Carlo is a kind of a greedy thing, you know.
Right.
It is not touching the purity of the spirit isn't, I think, going to allow that. And that's why, segueing into that, there's so many charlatans in this work, because they will tell you, they just make stuff up. They tell you things. I mean, I've had clients come to me with some of the most amazing stories about how they have been. I had one middle-aged man come to me a couple of years ago saying, you know, I really need some help with this situation, and I can't keep paying $150 to have these other people burning candles for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not working.
Yeah.
So
very, very scary. Yeah.
It is. And it's the application of it, you know. And even those folks don't get the lottery numbers either, by the way.
No. You know, but
because they take advantage of people.
Yeah. I had a lady come to me a couple of weeks ago, and we went through the whole thing, and at the end I said, you know, does this make sense to you? And oh yes, everything it did. She said, even the lady I saw last week told me that. And I said, gee, if you had a reading last week, why are you here? Because you just don't need to do it that often. And she said, well, the lady told me my aura was broken and that I probably was going to die if I didn't clean it up.
Wow.
And my mouth fell open, and I said, and then she told you for $250 she'd light candles and pray for you. Oh, no, she said, it was going to cost me $450, and I had to come back for two or three sessions, and she was going to, and I just said, well, first of all, your aura is light. You can't break light. It doesn't work that way, and I don't see anything the matter, and we talked for, and then, you know, we just stopped, and I talked, because it was her fear, and that's what I object to. Is to play on people's fear to separate them from their money is just unconscionable, and I have a real issue with it. So my thing, I wrote an article for Cocoa Village paper, and I said, if you get into a place where someone says that to you, there's dark clouds all around you, you know, I'll light candles for you, this and that, just pick up your money and run.
Exactly.
And find a different reader, because because I had that happen to another friend. Same thing. Did the reading, everything's fine. At the very end, the reader said to this person, there's some darkness around the edges and stuff, and you really need to get your chakras cleaned and your blah, 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 and it'll be about $450. And I'm going, you know, folks, you can clean your own chakras just fine, you know? Jump up and down.
I think one of the most compelling stories I had, we're kind of telling stories now.
Yeah, okay. So
the client who came, this was several years ago, actually, probably 8 years ago. Really successful businesswoman, owned her own company, very, very down to earth. And she was having some relationship issues, so she called in one of the, you know, an ad, TV ad, and had a reading with not the star, but with someone on staff. And she said he called her back a few days later and said, you know, I have some additional information that I need to share with you. You're going to have a really bad automobile accident, and, you know, you're not going to be killed, but you're going to be very heavily injured and da 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 da. And he said, now I will work with you to avert this accident. I want you only to talk to me, and it's only going to be $150 an hour. And she said her free reading that she called in for cost her $100. She said, I expected that. She said, I'm not that dumb. I knew that was going to be the truth. But she said, and I know he's lying to me. I know he's not telling the truth. I know he's scamming me. But she said, I'm here because I'm afraid I'm going to have an automobile accident. So that fear that gets played on there, even for someone who's really logical and really down to earth and really gets it, who gets it, and she says, I need to know, is that going to happen? So, yeah, I'm with you. They give me and you a bad name, you know?
Right. Well, and remember that time way back when I was still in California and I had that happen to me, where that lady planted that idea that bad things were going to happen. And I called you and I said, Mel, I know.
Oh, that's right.
I know this is not true, but I can't shake it. And now that she's, and she touched me, she put her arms around me, and which is a very psychic invasion, especially without permission. And I said to you, you gave me a cure for it, and it was wonderful, but I know better. I absolutely know better, but it plagued me for 2 weeks before I could shake it because it dwells. It's someone has said this to you. And of course, because of who we are, we have this power, you know, right. People believe we have this power. And so it makes them twice as afraid. And then what happens, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes,
and those things happen to them and they go, oh God, the psychic was right. And it might not have ever happened.
It is a delicate balance. It is it has made me aware a few years ago how much of an influence but the information can, a session, a consultation can be with someone. And I really, I'm pretty conservative. Although some of the things, like I said earlier in the show, something pops in and I go, no way, but it happens. Yes. And, you know, it's what's supposed to happen. But, you know, I think it's one of the reasons why I have clients that are probably tired of hearing me say the future's fluid. It's not set in stone. They feed it back to me. So, you know, they'll go, yeah, I know the future's fluid. It's not set in stone. But now, you know, where do you think this is going? So, yeah, I mean, and the future is fluid. It's not set in stone. It goes back to the intuitive hit. You get the hit that's maybe 7% of the time, 10%. You know that you know that you know, and it's absolutely true. No shadow of a doubt. The rest of the time, the future is fluid.
Right. I always say to people, spirit is giving you doors of opportunity.
Ooh, I love that.
There's more than one path. And because you're a child of free will, you get to pick. But without the information, you might not know these paths are available to you. So here's what you're being given, and then you need, and spirit will always work with you. You need to pick the path that will work for you.
I love that. That is just great. It's like it's like knowing that there's, you know, door number one, number two.
That's it. You gotta be careful about number three. Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't go on the show, you wouldn't know you had all those options, maybe. And I find that's true. Right. Sometimes people don't see those. And that's what a good reading, a good psychic intuitive consultation can do for you.
Yes. It gives you the doors of opportunity.
Doors of opportunity. I love that. It's one of the ways that we make our intuition, which, by the way, everybody has.
Yes.
Work for us.
Right. And I have found that the people who work with us, that people who seek us out, are as intuitive. They just haven't learned, as we started this whole program with, to touch it, believe it, and make it work for themselves yet. But I believe that people who work with us are very, very intuitive people.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely true. This is Insights with Melanie and Ellen. We are a new show. This is our second show. We're on every other Tuesday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And what are you back there, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it's Eastern Time here.
4 o'clock Eastern Time?
Yes.
Our next show will be on Tuesday, July 31st, the last day of the month. That should be fun. Ellen and I will be here taking your calls. We will have another rousing discussion. Want to thank our callers, Michelle and Debbie, today for calling in and honoring us with their questions and their concerns, sharing very, very well. We really, really appreciate it. You're the heart of our business. You're the heart of my business. We also will be taking calls again on the air on the 31st, on Tuesday the 31st at 1 o'clock. You have those questions that you want to ask about something, situation in your life, that you got two really, really great seasoned professional intuitives here to help you answer, to help get those answers. One who lives in the ethers and one who's pretty skeptical and pragmatic. But the two of us together and give you some good information. Ellen, you want to add anything today before we get ready to sign off?
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I've had so much fun. I just love this. This is going to be grand. And I love you, kid. And next week, not next week, I'm looking to the 31st with a lot of anticipation for fun.
Yes, and also I'd invite you in the listening audience. If there's some area of this vast arena that's under the umbrella of psychic work and intuitive work, a suggestion for a show, don't hesitate to give us a call and let us know what you think about that. Sure. We're really glad you're out there. Really appreciate you. And hey, this is BBS Radio. You know, if it's not mainstream, it's not BBS. We're there. We're happening. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you on the 31st. Have a great week.
Bye.